Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer and I am thrilled you're listening to this episode because this one is so important and it's actually the whole crust of everything that I believe and I do, and that's that talking about marriage problems does not make the marriage better. Talking about your problems will not make you happier. Talking about the problems will not support you to stop divorce and have a great marriage. So let me just explain to you a story that happened to me this weekend. I was out and about and I bumped into a friend, and also he's a connection on LinkedIn. And he said to me, Nicola, I read every post you post on LinkedIn. I said, great. He said, yeah, you really post some really valuable marriage counselling tips and I really like them. And I said, great. He said, but, I said, yeah. He said, I don't think they'd really work for me and my wife, so I don't think they're really for us. And I said, okay, well, how do you know they won't work for you? How do you know they're not really for you? He said, well, we've talked about it, and we've read your, you know, I share them with her, my wife, and but we, you know, we've talked about it, but it hasn't really made any difference. And sadly, I hear this again and again in my marriage counselling. Couples or individuals who say to me that they have talked about problems through with their spouse and nothing has changed. And some will even say to me that they've had marriage counsellors before and they say, look, it hasn't worked. We've gone to a marriage counsellor, we felt worse after. It's just a whole wrong mindset to think that you're going to someone and you're going to talk about the problems, and then if somehow by magic all the negativity or all the pain or the whatever it is just going to vanish and disappear. Because it's not talking that saves a marriage, it's actions. What actions can you take that are going to help you move forward? What actions can you take that are going to save the marriage? Because it takes actions. The sad thing is that people who have tried marriage counselling or they've tried talking out their own problems and they've gone round and round in circles, is that they presume that it's too late for them. Maybe it's too late, Nicola. Maybe it's too doomed. And if you haven't actually taken any actions, then in reality, I really don't believe that you've actually given saving the marriage any chance. If you haven't actually changed how you're acting towards each other, how you're being around each other, how you're listening to each other, how you're trying to make each other happy. So please don't think it's too late if you haven't taken the actions. Step one of my 10-step program, for example, I make sure that in that step, we cover 20 habits of what you can do to really put your spouse first and put love first in your life. And this makes a huge difference, because if you're putting love in your spouse first, then they're going to change and you're going to change. So, I mean, I can't go into all the habits now, but I will be sharing more tips as we go through this podcast series. What I would say, if this is true for you and you think, well, we haven't really taken any action, is to think, what actions can I take? What actions can I take that's going to make my spouse happy? What actions can I take that's going to make me happy? Because if you're unhappy in a relationship, then you being happier can also shift the dynamic of a relationship. In fact, many people join my online program, over 40% on their own. And then their spouse is inspired by their actions and inspired by the changes and then joins them later. So you can actually make a huge difference just by focusing and changing some things by taking action yourself. And then communicate your desires. So rather than communicate your problems and your issues, which is what most people try to do when they try to get a person to change. They'll say, you're doing this wrong and you're doing that wrong, or I don't like this, or they make a demand, stop this. Or... But that doesn't really have any impact. And if they do what you say, they're going to do it grudgingly. They're not actually going to want to be doing it. So what you really need to think of here is, what am I desiring? What would I really love my partner to do? What is it that I need from them to be happy? And then communicate that. And communicate it in a way that doesn't force them to do it, doesn't make a demand. You're just simply saying, oh, I'd love it when you do that. Or it'll be great if you did that. Or I really want this. I'd love to go here. I'd love to do this. Whatever it is. So that's the main piece of advice that I can give you. And then some people will say to me, well, we've taken action. We've had a date night. But if it's only a date night, you know, once a fortnight, once a month, that again isn't enough to save a marriage. So you really need to focus on the needs that each of you have, because if you're getting your top needs met, then you're going to fall in love and fall back in love, and you're going to be happy. And when you're happy, then you can overlook some of the things that are, you know, are annoying you. You can overcome things, you can feel less stressed, more together and more fulfilled. So just have a think today, what actions can you take? And I'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments. So if you'd like to post any comments on the page that you're listening to this to, please do so, and I'll be sure to check out for your comments. Also, you can go to my blog, which is at www.saveyourmarriageprogram.com, and leave a message on there for me, and I'll respond. So let me just say this. If you are having marriage problems and you're stuck and you're not sure what actions to take, then I do have on my website a quiz, Can My Marriage Be Saved? Now, this quiz is different. It actually has 30 marriage problems listed in it, and how to overcome those problems, what to think about, what actions to take. So if you're really enthusiastic and you're really like, right, I'm ready to get into action, then go and download my free quiz, Can My Marriage Be Saved? www.savemymarriage.com/quiz, and get some answers, get some ideas of ways you can also increase getting into action. And if you're really stuck right now and you're really hoping that things will change, or you're really feeling stuck and that you can't move forward, then why not take advantage of my free Save Your Marriage consultation? Again, you can book that on my website. Just click on the website and it says free consultation. Click on that page and you'll have access to my calendar. And it'll be wonderful to help you move forward, to discuss some actions that you can take to really grow and go forward.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.